My name is Lisa Apodaca. I'm from here in Las Cruces. Just to show support for our neighbors and our family and friends in El Paso. I think that they're not alone. And we can do better. We need to come together, and it's a really emotional time for everybody. And I just think that this has to be a wake-up call for not just our community, but for our nation. This hit really close to home this time, and I think we're all feeling it. And so just to show our support and to come together and show that we can overcome this.
Scott Hagelin from Las Cruces. In my lifetime, this is probably one of the most devastating things that ever occurred. And if this is all I can do, or one of the things, the small things I can do to let the folks in El Paso and people around the United States know, you know, to give back something to them and let them know that this is just terribly wrong, and that we all in America, all people, despise and loathe this action, and we want to see it end. God bless you all. We love you, and we're here for you. And I hope over the coming months we're all able to do whatever we need to do to make them feel better.
Cheryl Howard from Las Cruces, New Mexico, to show our support to El Paso and to what they're suffering, the suffering that they're going through. That we care, and that we hope that we'd be able to change the laws so that these situations wouldn't happen as often.
I'm Vincent Campbell. I'm from El Paso. I used to live there in El Paso, close to Cielo Vista Mall. I was born in Juarez, Mexico, and adopted into the United States. And I just think it's important that people come here and try to make this right, fix our gun laws, fix our politicians, fix this place. We love you, and we're with you, and we should all get together and find a way to make this stop.
Veronica Olivas, and I'm from Las Cruces, New Mexico, to show my children that in all of this there's still love and there's still the support of community, and you have to come down to just see, so they can see it all, that we're here for you. We may not be right there all the time with you, but our hearts are with you.
Landa Diaz from Las Cruces. Because what happened on Saturday just hit so close to home. These are our neighbors that they attacked. And knowing that here we are, a safe city in Las Cruces, and El Paso being also said to be the safest city in the nation, for this to happen there was truly unbelievable. But we know it didn't happen really in El Paso. It came to El Paso. So I think that for us to be here and show our strength and support to all the people, that we support them, we support our community, and that we need to stand up. And what was really said tonight was how we need to love each other, be there for each other. I think that's important, and that was shown here in Las Cruces, that we love our neighbors.
I'm Ariana Lyman, and I'm from Las Cruces, New Mexico. It was important for me to come out here tonight because I was very hurt by the incident that had happened on Saturday, and I thought it was very important to pay my respects to the people that lost their lives. Please, be strong. You are not alone.
I'm Eddie Gutierrez. I'm from Las Cruces, New Mexico. I was born in El Paso. And I represent Southern New Mexico Pride here in Las Cruces. I'm a board member. I feel that our community is one, from Doñana all the way to the borders of Juarez, and Juarez included. We're all one big community, and it affects all of us, anything that happens around us, in our communities and or in either state. I like to send a message saying that they are strong, and to stay strong, because something like this has never happened in our community in the 40-something years that I've grown up here. And I just hope they don't lose faith. I really feel that they won't, because El Paso is strong. And not only El Paso, it's Las Cruces, it's Anthony, it's Sunland, it's White Sands, it's all of us.